You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Indeed.
Well, just
I don't know how to top that.
Kristen is not here to mess around.
You We're always not make
top notch cocktails at sort of the whim of an email.
Ah, yeah. Well, hopefully this will be the same.
You've got notes.
I do, because I want to make sure I get the recipes right for all the millions of listeners at home.
That's good. And the future listeners as well. Don't
that's
forget.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right.
We could be on Mars at some point.
Ooh.
Something to think about. Mm. Who knows what kind of sailing we'd get up to on Mars?
That would be stellar.
Now we're getting to the bottom of the BFM liquor cabinet. Where looks like we're going to have a go at finishing off the pineapple liqueur, the De Kuyper pineapple.
The banana.
Oh my god, John. The classic scenario. Yeah.
No, we are.
That's
getting
a bit of a running gag. Can we just throw the banana out the window?
And no, then not until after this. No, this I think is going to rectify the bad banana reputation that this has gotten, I hope.
Okay.
So we are getting to the end of it. We finished some last week. I think this is going to get us to the end of, not quite to the end of the banana, but definitely to the cream de cacao. So anyways, we're making a talk dirty banana to me. Wait, don't talk dirty banana to me.
You're like threatening Sam a little
bit.
I'm
wasn't.
Wondering why you're pointing at Sam and threatening him. That's our newsreader, so you just take it easy on Sam, please.
I know. Sorry, Sam.
It's Sam Smith B News that you're pointing at.
Yes. Yeah. I was welcoming him to Cocktail Corner. So we're going to do the Don't Talk Dirty Banana to Me. Mm. So it is a takeoff on the Dirty Banana cocktail.
I've never heard of that. I don't know what that is.
Well, instead, it's a heavy vodka drink, yet I replaced it with coconut rum, with the Malibu rum, so that it's not so intense. Mm-hmm. I think that we could all use that. So,
is there a drink that's basically like an ice cream sundae, but a little bit alcoholic?
I think this is the one. I mean, this is obviously Sans Dairy, but with the, did you say chocolate liqueur?
Yeah. So the cream de cacao kind of has a chocolate flavor, and we're gonna have a little bit of a special garnish too. There's a special.
I've just noticed the cute tiny little grater that you've got on the desk there, and that is 100% adorable. I'm going to have a look at that close up. John, can you please grab that grater?
That's going to be for our, we have a garnish today.
Can we just look at the size of this grater, please, Sam? Look at that.
It's
forgotten
so
about
tiny.
All the boats, because this grater's around. It's tiny. Look at this cute ass. Looks like a parmesan grater, John. Or hazelnut.
It's sweet, right? It's cute. For anything. I use it for everything.
It's very cute.
Okay, so we're going to start with the coconut rum. And what you want to do is 1.5 ounces per drink.
I just want everyone to realize that it's basically like a normal grater, but just shrunk down. Like, all the proportions are the same. That's why it's cute.
It's teeny weeny. You know, I got it at the Queen's Arcade. They have a shop in there that has some good
miniature items.
Tools. Good tools. And they have a tiny one, because you could use that for like nutmeg or, you know, but I use it for everything. And I can't keep, I have to make sure I'm not losing track. 2, 4, 6, 8.
I stopped counting.
Okay.
So this is going into a shaker, into a Boston shaker.
It is. We don't have to go crazy on it, but this definitely isn't a built drink, because we want to make sure that we blend.
You got the
everything.
Malibu out.
Yeah.
I love the smell of Malibu. So nice.
Isn't it fantastic?
It's so playful as well. It isn't like 20%. It's kind of like, hey, what's going on? I'm just here to muck around with all the other flavors.
Well, I think it really then makes it tropical and not so.
Sorry, Malibu.
Yeah, so that it's not so. It's not. I mean, because
great branding as well. The bottle always looks great.
Yeah, and it's a boozy drink, so I thought Malibu rum would be better than vodka.
Responsibly.
We want to make sure that.
Yep, I'm just checking the De Kuyper banana liqueur. Smells like banana.
This is Trop AF. This drink's going to be a little bit zany.
I think it's going to be good.
You didn't want to call it like the Perky Nana or anything kind of like that?
Yeah.
You're kind of putting chocolate in there. You're putting banana in there.
Yeah, we could call it whatever you'd like.
It's kind of Perky Nana.
Now, this, the King's cream de cacao.
I'm not sure I can get behind the banana with your. I don't know.
All right.
You're doing a real low key shake. I should let everyone know. Just more of an oscillate.
Yes, we're oscillating.
Yeah. Okay.
Like I said, it's we don't have any juice in it, so we want to make sure that that we really mix it up.
It looks like a nice vintage Boston shaker.
This is going into a chilled
teeny glasses. Oh, it has like an iced tea color.
Because of the because it has it. We're using the dark, the dark cream de cacao.
I like it.
Not the
like it.
Not the clear.
Not cheap shit.
I'm not gonna judge anybody. You buy what you can afford so that you can celebrate.
That's so
responsibly.
True. So true.
All right. So we'll do. And now we're not gonna drink them yet because
you're gonna garnish with some chocolate.
We are. We're gonna shred a little.
Jesus grater.
What is that chocolate? Is that an Easter egg? Half an Easter egg shell?
No, it's a. Wait, hold on, and I'll show you. It's a dairy-free.
Dairy
creamy
chocolate.
I've had two Easter eggs already, everyone, by the way.
Have you?
Not like all at the same time. Just letting everyone know where I'm at.
Well, this is just a little bit for you.
Loving this.
All right. Yeah, we're using the. I use the creamy Loving Earth organic bean to bar. It's coconut milk chocolate. All right, Sam.
A coconut milk. This will go well with the Malibu.
Good looking drink. It's classy.
Yeah, here you go.
Very 70s. Very 70s.
Cheers, everyone.
Well, isn't it?
Smells delicious. Surprisingly, the chocolate gives it quite a bit of coconut on the nose.
It's good. I don't want to be like, oh, man, I made this drink. It's so good. But it is.
Thanks, banana liqueur.
Don't mind if I do.
Yeah, I think the coconut rum goes well with the banana. Mm. And then it gives it just a little bit of a chocolate taste.
Oh.
This one's a real desserty treat.
What's that, Sam? Did you say, hard out? Okay.
Straight down the hatch.
Now, you can cut it down with... You can add a little bit of pineapple juice.
Ooh,
if you want to...
chocolate's coming in. I just would put more chocolate on there.
You want? You can have... There's a whole bar here.
I'd go full Christmas on this.
So you can put a little bit of pineapple juice if you want to cut... the flavor a little bit.
No, I reckon it's perfect.
Or you can do like a 1 ounce of Malibu rum and a half an ounce of vodka if you like the vodka taste. Otherwise, I say don't mess with this. This is really delicious. But the banana liqueur has really lasted a long time. I think we've found a good place for it.
Mm-hmm. This is definitely a cocktail that I would recommend and repeat. Pretty simple.
Feels like a good one for the campfire, weirdly. You know?
I think that chocolate banana, because it kind of, you know, like you would have like a banana split or a you know, chocolate covered banana at a ball game possibly. So this is just a little bit of an adult version.
I'm just picturing going camping with some martini glasses hanging off my backpack.
Oh, no, I was thinking you don't have to do a martini. I was just thinking it could be warm. It could be a warm drink just in my brain.
Possibly.
It's nobody's fault.
I think, you know what, you could actually add some hot cocoa with it if you like a lot.
Thank you, Kristen. Yeah. That's what I mean, actually. Thanks for supporting me there.
I support you being hungry.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Cheers.
All right.
How's that? That's pretty good. And like I said, we'll bring the cream de cacao. I might be saying that wrong. Back. Because I think you could do a lot of it with chocolate, right? Mm-hmm. Raspberry, some lemon, like not lemon, but
definitely
well,
ready
mint.
For a raspberry.
Okay,
cocktail.
I think so too. I think when I got that bottle, I thought, oh, you know what? Maybe we should bring a berry in because we've had a lot of tropical. Hey, Sam, what do you think? Good.
Very good.
Yeah.
You can just lose the banana liqueur. I think you've peaked. This is the banana liqueur at its best.
All right, there you go. Then cheers to the banana liqueur.
We should shout them out. Who makes that banana liqueur and the pineapple? Is it the Kaipa?
The Kaipa.
The Kaipa.
Good on them. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that. Thank you, Kristen.
Cheers, everyone.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.